Today is the day to dive into second grade math tasks, and in the show notes, you can find a link to one that you can try absolutely free. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. We talked about kindergarten, talked about first grade, and today is the day for second grade. And a huge part of the bundle that I worked on is different problem types that your students can use that they will see over and over again in the math curriculums that they're using, including one-step and two-step story problems. But today I'm going to dive into the ones that aren't necessarily as cut and dry, that have a little more spice to them with a story. So the first one is skip counting by five, tens, and hundreds. So in this task, your students are in an orange factory, and this orange factory offers gift baskets that come with five oranges per basket, 10 oranges per basket, or 100 oranges per basket. So your students have to help the orange factory, the orange juice suite orange factory, fill all of their orders. So they have to figure out how many oranges they need for each order by skip counting by fives, tens, or hundreds. It's got thin slicing already built in with the different orders that they try, and the check your understanding falls right along with it. The next task I'm going to share is all about reading and writing numbers to 1,000. So the story here is that there is an alien planet called Cantaria, and they are trying to prep for the out-of-this-world alien block party. But there is some translation issues between all of the different aliens. The aliens speak all different languages, and they can't communicate with each other to plan this party. So the different aliens are the Standatrax aliens, who write all their numbers in standard form, or write all their communications in standard form, the Base 10 Sylvania aliens that write theirs in Base 10, the Numeria aliens that write their messages in word form, and the Expanditron aliens that write all of their communication in expanded form. So your groups will have a record of communication that has some gaps in it. So they need to figure out which form they're working on and then complete the different numbers in all of the forms to save the day and make sure that all of the aliens attend the Out of This World block party to celebrate their planet. The next task is an addition and subtraction word problem task involving length. So in this one, your students have come across a treasure map, and this treasure map has different distances between 0 and 100 to different landmarks in the area where the treasure is. So your students have to figure out the distance of each path and decide which path is the one that they want to take to be able to get to the treasure in the shortest amount of time. The way that they're going to figure it out is they're going to use the clues given, which is their thin slicing, the different clues telling them which landmarks they need to hit in order to reach the treasure. And the check your understanding piece is if they want to make a detour. So they know where the treasure chest is, but they might have the opportunity to get some pearls or gems or something else that might make it worth their while to make a detour on their way to find the treasure. This next task is about partitioning rectangles into rows. So there is a brownie bakery that takes very special orders. And in these orders, the clients decide how many rows and columns they want in each of their brownie pans. And that will help your students figure out what the total number of brownies should be. So to start with, they're going to partition into rows and columns and count how many the total is. And the thin slicing is if they finish all of the orders, now they only know the total and need to figure out how they can partition their brownie pan to work. And so they have little brownies they can work on. They also have a big one that you can put into a dry erase sleeve so they can practice and see what will work best for the orders that they are working on. If you heard the first grade task, this might sound familiar. This is the return of the Cube Queen and the Popsicle Stick King. So they are again trying to remodel a room in their castle, but they're having a disagreement about what's the best way to measure, by cubes or by popsicle sticks. So in this task, your students will have to measure each item twice, with the cubes and with the popsicle sticks and figure out when it's better to use a popsicle stick versus a cube. And this, the consolidation piece will again be a note-taking where they can really think on the what they have just done and when it would be best to use different measuring tools to get the best results. The last task I'm going to share with you today is the ice cream shop arrays task. So in this one, your students have a dream of opening their own ice cream shop called the World of Swirls, but they know that they need to start a little smaller and build up to that goal. So they start with an ice cream cart, and they're going to complete orders given to them by their clients. So in this one, they can only take up to 3 orders at a time, so 3 cones at a time, and the ticket or the receipt will let your students know how many scoops each cone needs, and they'll find the total. Once they finish that, that's their original task. The thin slices, they get to move up. So they are rocking it with the ice cream stand. They want to move up to an ice cream truck. So in the ice cream truck, they can fill up to 4 cone orders at a time with varying amounts of scoops, find the total. And then finally, they will make it to their own ice cream shop that can make up to 5 cones at a time with up to 5 scoops per cone and calculate the total of how much ice cream each order will use. Working in second grade and coming up with tasks for second grade was a lot of fun because I feel like they got the foundations from kindergarten, they got the foundations from first grade. Now you can really dive into the stories and making it come to life, making the math come to life for them in context in a way that will get them excited to keep going and excited to get to the next step, whatever that step may be. Please let me know if you have any questions about these tasks. If you want to see them in action, get a closer look, you can check the blog post that is in the show notes. There is a free 2-step subtraction task that you can get again in the show notes below, and you can reach out to me on Instagram and let me know how it went.